Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Joseph Chalabi is the founder, CEO, and principal broker with eMortgage Capital. They are the nation's number one non-delegated lender. Welcome to the show, Joseph.
Thank you so much for having me, George.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So personal life, father of four kids, four rambunctious kids, keeping me busy with that. And then, I do a lot of content creation myself. I have a podcast as well, and I'm a super involved father. So I'm always at baseball games or football games. Also an avid athlete myself. So I'm in basketball leagues, work out every day. Try to be very, very active and live a very active lifestyle. I also am what they would refer to as like a biohacker. So I'm big into longevity and in the biohacking space. So I do a lot of various biohacking protocols that help me live a healthy, sustainable life for my kids. So I'm reversing my age.
One thing at a time. I appreciate that, man. And do you feel like the kids are keeping you younger or making you older somewhere in the middle?
Well, the kids are forcing me to make sure that I stay in peak performance, because I don't want to just be a dad that's just like, hey, going to the games. I want to be a dad that's like playing the games. So I'll play with my kids. I'll play baseball, football, basketball with them,
I have a sense that we're of similar age, and I've got three kids. The youngest is coming up on 2 years old, and it was about 5 or 6 years ago I asked myself, I said, is this the body that I want to bring with me into the next stage of my life? And the answer was no. So that's when I started to really buckle down and make a change. So I think that they're keeping me young. So
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm 43. How old are you?
46.
Yeah, we're similar age. My youngest is three. Can be four, and so 11, 9, 4, 3 is my are my ages. So those ages are very, very busy ages.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So biohacking, keeping yourself healthy, trying to stay ahead of things. How does that pertain to your work as CEO of a mortgage company?
Well, I mean, health is wealth. So making sure that you're in optimum performance when it comes to your health allows me to perform at the highest level for my employees. We're an organization. We got a couple thousand people here, and every single day I come to the office and I got to give everybody my absolute best cognitive ability, physical ability, and performance abilities, and just being my absolute best to lead an organization. And not only that, to lead an organization into prominence and success, and giving them that vision and invoking that vision for them. So, as I kind of scale my health, so much mental clarity comes to me, so I can provide that abundance to those within the organization.
I appreciate that. So prominence and success, aren't all mortgage companies the same?
Absolutely not. No. We really have established ourselves as a big brand on social media, and more of like a relatable brand. And our model is a little different. We're more of like a McDonald's. So we're in the business of making businesses. So mortgage companies come to us and we basically throw them a life raft if they're, in distress, and they come and they piggyback on our ecosystem. And we're kind of like, in your space, we'd be like a Beacon Point or an LPL. That's kind of the most similar model. Everyone's kind of a division of LPL and holds their own brand of LPL. So when I told you own your own wealth management company, you probably have like a division of an LPL or something like that. Same concept applies. And it's now coming into the mortgage space, where basically everyone piggybacks on a massive ecosystem like an LPL eMortgage Capital is that brand, and they have their own distinguishing name, their own company name, brand name, group name, team name, whatever they're, you know, they want to be called. But we want to help folks brand themselves, their company, their group, and provide the resources. So we spend millions of dollars a month on our ecosystem. So that's technology, that's branding, that's content creation, that's data, that's innovation, that's research, that's compliance, IT, legal, infrastructure, whatever it is that folks need, licensing or whatever, branding support, whatever it is that they need to scale their business, that's what we're focused on doing. And we're continuing to innovate in every one of those verticals. So they're all very expensive to innovate. And when you come to, when you get a small mortgage broker shop who really has no money to invest in their company, like, we're really a saving grace for them. Like, they have no way to scale. They're capped on licensing because they're limited to California or Georgia or Kentucky or wherever they're at. And they want to expand their footprint and they can't because they don't have the money. They don't have the resources. They don't want to deal with the compliance nightmare. They don't want to deal with the potential litigation matters that could pop up or whatever. Like, we are that back end for them and we help them infinitely scale. So we're like a massive hedge fund for any mortgage company.
That's a great way to describe it. Thank you. I was just reading about how one massive mortgage provider in the United States just bought another pretty big one.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, that's the big, you know, that's a conglomerate, right? Rocket Companies. We're a bigger brand than them online, but that's on the social front. They're worth billions and billions of dollars. So they didn't need to kind of catch up to the social media dominance because they already were worth billions before Instagram even became the word. So what with that conglomerate, their goal was to buy all the servicing rights. So a lot of our loans were sold to our top investor, United Wholesale Mortgage, who was selling all their loans to Mr. Cooper. Now they bought all of Mr. Cooper's book, you know, so now they now are going to just, you know, try to recycle that data, own that data, keep them in their portfolio and servicing. You know, Rocket also bought a couple of weeks ago Redfin for $2 billion, right? So they're just on a spree to buy other companies.
And I don't, from what you just described, I don't necessarily think that they're approaching the business in the same way that you are, but what am I missing?
No. So Rocket has a big retail footprint and a wholesale footprint, and they have multiple other companies. So retail is that consumer direct, which we have a small footprint of that where we pilot, different technology or data or leads. Very, very small. Rocket is the biggest by far in the retail space in the country. And then their wholesale business, they did about $40 billion last year. They were the second largest wholesaler next to United Wholesale Mortgage, which is $140 billion. So they're like four times the size on the wholesale space. But Rocket has, you know, Rocket Real Estate, Rocket Companies is like 10 different companies. I don't know all the companies they have. But they have a massive footprint, and they're just trying to own various platforms to drive people to their ecosystem.
I'm always reticent and get nervous when companies get so big. I don't know anything about Rocket other than it's a great big company. But anytime a company is acquiring all of the other companies, I don't think that that's necessarily a positive thing for consumers or maybe even for them. But they probably don't care what I think.
Yeah. You know, who knows? I don't know their long-term plan. I'd love to know because it's very, very confusing what their strategy is going to be. Because we on the wholesale side have to counter this in a way that keeps us more front end focused with our clients. And, with Rocket acquiring Mr. Cooper, and I'm sure they have a big vision in mind to keep those servicing rights, you know, because the value of Mr. Cooper was servicing, and they're the biggest servicer in the country. And now Rocket owns that servicing book, which means that they are just going to bury consumers with Rocket solicitations.
So a servicer, that simply means that I bought a loan a couple of years ago and whoever originated the loan then sold it to Mr. Cooper, and Mr. Cooper is now in charge of making sure that the loan is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Yes. Rocket buys that, and they say, oh, look at all these wonderful customers that we just bought, and this is an opportunity for us to cross-sell or to sell refis or new purchases or whatever. Or sell
real estate, insurance, I don't know, technology, whatever. They got so many companies. I mean, Dan Gilbert, their CEO, owns like headwear, you know, fashion. I mean, who knows? He owns so many various companies. A basketball team. He owns the Cavaliers.
Right.
All right. What he's going to do.
So we don't know what the vision for their future is, but you know what the vision for the future of eMortgage Capital is. What is it?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
So our vision is pretty clear. We just want to gain more market share. We want to provide more value for the people that work within the organization, and we want to help them scale their business. We are in the business of creating businesses. So by us adding more resources, we know that the businesses affiliated with us will be able to scale. And we just want to make sure that they do one thing: dominate, grow, add more people, grow their infrastructure. And by their success, by them getting bigger, we get bigger. And that's all we're focused on: helping our company scale, gaining more market share, and introducing people to our platform. So we actually actively make sure that we get people from the retail channel, you know, loanDepot, Rocket, Fairway, whatever it is. Like, there's those, because those people come into the mortgage space and they go, whoa, I can make a lot more money in the independent channel as a broker. I could make three times more income. Whereas Rocket's making all the back end margin, eMortgage Capital now is allowing us to make all the back end margin. I'm going to join them and actually earn a living for myself and start a family and create my own legacy. I don't need to build the Rocket's legacy. So our brands, we have hundreds of brands underneath the eMortgage Capital ecosystem. They stand on their own 2 feet without us. If you were to take eMortgage Capital out of the picture, you know, they could go and start that brand under any mega company like ours. There's five of us. So there's plenty of opportunity. So my idea is, I come to the office every single day, ready to dominate, provide value for my people, make sure that they're getting what they need to scale their companies, their brands, and their own independent infrastructure.
I love it. I remember reading the E-Myth years ago, just the idea being that a baker isn't necessarily going to run a bakery effectively just because they don't necessarily have all the skills to do that. And even if they did, they don't necessarily want to deal with all the administrative work and the compliance and all that stuff. Is that sort of what it is that you are doing?
That's exactly what we're doing. A loan originator is just a salesman. Now, when you add compliance, IT, HR, research, you know, analytical issues, legal issues, you know, all the licensing issues, audit issues, payroll issues, all the necessary issues that must be addressed for them to scale, that totally makes their business implode.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, and probably pretty easy to happen. How do you stay on top of artificial intelligence or just whatever the next tech offering is?
We embrace artificial intelligence. We embrace it because we have to utilize it to do more. So in order for me to scale, I mean, there's an artificial intelligence application being created every minute right now, every minute. So every minute, some AI app is coming out to help people do more business, better business, faster business. So you got to embrace it because it's going to replace a lot of people. So one thing that we're doing to counter AI's replacement of loan officers is we're helping them build their brands, because pretty soon loan officers won't be needed. And the only thing that will the people will know are their brands. So they're going to have to dominate their areas. They're going to have to be the guy in that local area that everybody goes to for their for money. And if they don't dominate their area, like, they're going to be forgotten. And ChatGPT now reasons for the consumer and will tell you, go work with this guy, go work with that guy. And with these conglomerates now, like rocket companies, I mean, they're just going to basically try to push out the loan officer too, because now they're servicing all these loans. So they'll just use AI to redo the loans for cheaper with less margins. So, you know, AI is coming. It's coming fast. And people got to be ready for it. And what's more important now than ever is personal brand and personal brand awareness and personal marketing and building out your own social presence. That's why things like this are important. Podcasts are important. I'm releasing a book, doing speaking engagements. I'm doing a, you know, I got a ton of different things that I'm doing to build my own personal brand in preparation for this massive AI movement. And I'm helping the company build its personal brand through my own education of all of this.
Which makes sense. So when you talk about dominating your area as a mortgage broker in South Florida, that means to stay ahead of artificial intelligence and not become irrelevant, get put out of a job, you become the go-to person for everybody in the community, kind of a thing.
That's right. That's right. You become the guy, just like what you're doing in your space. Like, you're the financial planner for everyone that you know. Loan officers, realtors, everybody who has some sort of independent business has to be known as that guy. How do they do that? They brand themselves on social media. Everybody in your area knows you, likes you, trusts you, relates to you, and they do that by your brand awareness.
And that's part of your offering is helping them to get that
navigate
moving.
That, create the scripting for it, help them with their content creation, help them, you know, post on social media, help them get the marbles out of their mouth, help coach them on this stuff.
What is
that? It's not easy. And a lot of people aren't eloquent like you.
Right.
You know, they can't, they're terrified of getting in front of a camera. Me, I live in front of a camera. Why? Because I'm forced to, because I got to get my message out. I want to get, you know, 10,000 views on my content before I walk out of my house. You know, like, I'll put a video out and before I spoke to a stadium this morning. They heard my message. Some of them liked it. Some of them didn't care to. It's all good. They heard me, though.
That's exactly right. What are you most excited about as you look into the future?
You know, AI is making moves, and it's moving at the speed where I have a perpetual anxiety that I'm behind. I'm behind. I'm not moving fast enough. I can't scale fast enough. And I know I'm never supposed to be anxious, but it's just like I'm feeling like I'm not like as creative as I should be, or as innovative as I should be, or as much of a thought leader as I should be, just because of that, because of how fast things are moving in technology. So I'm excited about how, like, my ability to scale and do more with less, my ability to infinitely educate and deliver my message, and all the new applications that are helping streamline my business and the efficiencies that are coming into place. It's there's a level of excitement, and there's just so much unknown, right? What is that going to do to this business and every business? Now, there's no business that isn't impacted. You know, the people that I see that are most terrified about embracing AI, for instance, are lawyers. They're like, no. I'm like, no, ChatGPT will write that answer. No. And I'm like, bro, give me the lawsuit. Boom, here's your answer. 2 seconds later, like, oh my God, lawyers are going to be hurting. Doctors, same thing. Like, robots are going to be able to perform surgeries within years. You know, every industry has to embrace it, figure out how to utilize it, how to prompt it, how to deduct and reason with it, and build their own brands. You see doctors now building their brand on TikTok and Instagram. Everyone's just got to embrace this new change of social media, brand building, AI. How does this all relate?
Yeah. How does it all relate? And, you know, Joseph, I think that having a healthy sense of anxiety is essential and a positive thing. If I'm not a little bit worried about things and trying to look around corners, then I'm probably not locked in enough. And you mentioned that you're a super active guy and you want to make it to as many different games of your kids as you possibly can. And you want to dominate every time you're in the office and you've got a big vision that you're executing. How do you structure your day if that's a question you can answer? And how do you?
I ask that on my podcast every morning to every founder CEO I talk to. It's like, what's your morning routine? You know, and it's like I've adopted a pretty stable morning routine. Like, I wake up every day about 5:30 a.m. I have, vitamins. I do like a red light hat. I do a protein shake. Then it's the gym at 6, and it's showered, and it's like after. So it's like, so I do stretches in the morning right before the workout, and then I try to mix in like some sort of biohacking therapy, like whether it's a hyperbaric chamber or a red light bed or a, theta bed or a CVAC or whatever it is, at some point throughout the day or the week, a couple times a week. So so every morning it's pretty much the same. It's like vitamins, protein, red light, workout every morning. Oh, all that's done like while I'm doing, and then I got getting kids ready for school and stuff like that.
And all of it, and then rinse and repeat. So
yeah, all of it, rinse and repeat, and very fast. And I'm often doing multiple things concurrently. So people are like, how are you doing this? I'm a very good multitasker, despite the science that it's not effective or not true. Like, I have no choice. I have to do it. I have to perform at such a high level every single day.
It demands it. I like it. Well, Joseph, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? And if you are a loan officer or mortgage company that's interested in learning more about eMortgage Capital, how can that all happen?
So easiest way to reach out to me is my email, joe@emortgagecapital.com, or I'm on every social platform. Follow me on Instagram. Got millions of followers there. Joseph Shalaby, JOSEPHSHALABY, Joseph Shalaby on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, you name it. Follow me on every platform. It's the same thing. Or follow my show, Coffees, Foreclosures, Coffees with a Z, COFFEEZ. And it'll pop up on every platform you get your podcasts.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Joseph your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find Joseph on social media, and we'll link all of them in the notes of the show. And check out his podcast, Coffees for Closers. It's COFFEEZ for Closers, and I'll link that in the notes as well. Thanks again, Joseph.
Hey, George, it was a pleasure.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.